You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Rugby League podcast. It's the biggest rugby league podcast of the season as well, because we're looking ahead to the grand final as the Leeds Rhinos take on the Wigan Warriors. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mark Lightfoot and on the telephone line by Mark Wilson. How are you, Mark?
Very well, thanks, Mark. Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Looking forward to it.
It's huge, isn't it? It's the two best teams in the league all season. Sellout crowd of 73,000 as well. It's going to be amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, looks that way. You know, I think this is a final everyone wanted to see, certainly from a neutral's point of view. You know, whilst the likes of Huddersfield, St Helens and Castleford have done well at various points of the season, consistently these have been the best two teams. The league table doesn't lie. And I think a contrast to two styles as well. Wigan, very rigid and structured in what they do. Leeds a little bit more off the cuff and... You know, they say styles make a fight. Well, we're going to find out on Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah, just want to mention as well, before we get stuck into the match itself, the Man of Steel awards, heavily in the favour of Leeds. Leeds got Team of the Year, they got Coach of the Year, and Zach Hardacre won Man of Steel. If they've won all three of those, I know they've won both trophies on offer so far as well. Are Leeds the better side coming into this? Because it's a bit of a 50-50 decision, isn't it? People leaning both ways.
Thing is, for me... that those awards have been decided on what's happened over the course of the season, including the Challenge Cup, probably as well, being a bit of an influential factor, although it's the Super League awards, but you know where I'm coming from. I think the reason it's so close as a betting heat that we'll talk about in a minute is Wigan's recent form, and that Wigan are looking a bit healthier and fresher than Leeds are, who have been a bit more battle-weary, potentially. So those awards that we've just talked about there have been a reflection of the season as a whole.
Yeah.
If Leeds were playing really well at the minute and hadn't had some real bruising encounters last fortnight, I think you probably could have made Leeds a favourite for this match. And a lot of people would probably say that Leeds have, on paper, a better team than Wigan. But given how well Wigan are playing this last 3 or 4 weeks and how relatively straightforward their path has been, then I think that's the reason it's so close, this one.
Yeah, would you agree with that, Mark?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's fair enough. I think there's been an acceptance over the last few years, certainly in terms of the Man of Steel betting, that Leeds have been overlooked just because of the way the voting's been structured. But this year, the voting seems to have got it about right. I'd say, I think Worms was outstanding, but the two Leeds boys was in. I think what it says as well is that Wigan are a sum of parts. They are very much a team, Wigan. There's not too many superstars in there, but there's some very, very good players, and I think that's what Wigan will be relying on, a great team performance. Whereas from Leeds, you think if one or two of their big players have a big game, that might just be enough to win them the match.
Yeah, it's very close. We'll go into the betting now. Just before I read out the betting, Wigan Warriors tweeted earlier in the week saying, in the league, Leeds and Wigan both finished on 41 points. They played each other four times. Leeds won two, Wigan won two. And if you add up the aggregate points, Leeds scored 87 and Wigan scored 85. There's very, very little between the two sides.
No, there isn't. And that's the fact. You know, I mean, there is nothing between them. And that's why it's such a good game. How many times we see a really big game and it is just scratch, you know, and that's what it is, isn't it, on the handicap of the week. It's even money, each of two, 16-1 the draw, you know. There's a lot of people in the game talking about the draw. We saw the NRL final go to a golden point, and it could well be the same. It's been a fantastic season. I think it's so fitting that we genuinely don't know who's going to win on Saturday, and that means that we have a cracking game in prospect. I can't help but feel this is going to be really, really tight along the lines of what we've seen from these sides already this season. There is nothing between them, and I think it could be quite a low-scoring, tight encounter. I don't know, there'll be a lot between it. It's amazing these two met in the first grand final, isn't it, and they've never met in a grand final since. I don't know if you're aware of it, also, that the Leeds have never beaten Wigan in a final. I mean, that's a stat as well that's going to have to be overcome this weekend if Leeds are going to win. But I don't know about you, Matt, I think it's going to be really tight. I am almost inclined to have a few quid on the draw. I know that seems a bit of a tin out, but I think this is going to be really tight.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to mention that as well about the Leeds never beating Wigan in a major final. That's something I heard in the lead up as well. And it's a great occasion for the sport because it's such a close game. There's the two best teams in it, probably the two best supported teams in it as well. Hence, it's a sellout. But also, it's a really good opportunity for Rugby League to put a marker down, because the England Rugby Union team have just failed recently. They've got a sellout crowd here tonight. The NRL Grand Final was probably one of the greatest games of all time last weekend. So the sport is on a high, and this is a chance to really piggyback on that as well. I think it'll be very close and pretty low scoring as well, to be honest. Yeah, but if we get into that in a minute with the markets that we've got, but yeah, you couldn't really see it being a sort of free flowing you score we score type of game. Grand finals rarely are.
Yeah, so we're expecting a tight game. If you look at the spreads when they're out, unders probably will be the way to play it then. I don't think we've had a drawn grand final in the past, have we?
No, we haven't. It is just on the back of what Mark said, it's incredible that they've never met before since 1998. Mm. You know, one of these teams has been in pretty much every one, and they've just almost been kind of avoiding each other for the last 17 years.
Well, when Leeds went on their run, Wigan struggled a little bit, didn't they? Yeah. Recently, as Wigan have come good again, and Leeds have just gone a little bit quiet. It's kind of like meeting of dynasties, if you like. Well, there were one stage where Leeds were really strong, Wigan probably struggling a little bit, and it's kind of like a head-to-head now between the two. Who's going to come out on top this year? I really like that this year. What other bets have caught your eye than Mark Wilson? Is there any other ways in you like here?
No, there's loads of ways in. I can't help be drawn by, you know, I think if you're going outright, I think there doesn't win in margin either way, 21-10 Leeds or Wigan 1-12. I couldn't put anyone. In fact, I'd be more inclined to back those than I would be to back the even money. I like the match specials that the guys have put together as well, and I think these could well have a play. Successful 40-20, yes, at 2-1. You know, I think that's definitely worthy of a play. Drop goal, we're expecting it to be tight. 9-4, there's a drop goal. I think I'd have to look at playing that one. I'm not too sure we'll get a red card this time. 7-1, the red card. But yellow card at 3-1 could be interesting, because I think this will be a bit naughty. I think this will be quite fiery up front. Wigan are a big, big dominant pack, and Leeds are going to have to meet fire with fire. So the yellow card, I can almost see one from each side going at some point, really could do. Ben Thaler, for me, has been the best referee in the competition by a country mile this season. He's got the game. I think we can trust him to have a good game as well. But I just think it might boil over this one. You can't, you know, they're going to have a go at Ben Flower, aren't they, given what happened to him last year? So, and the Wigan boys will stand up for their mate. 3-1 is the yellow card. So all those three I like. I'm not so keen on the red one, because I think, unless there is an act of mindless, you know, violence like there was last year, I think the referee will do everything he can to keep it level numbers each side.
Yeah, I'm not surprised in those specials that they've priced up the successful 40-20, given Sinfield's amazing effort last week against St Helens. That turned the game. And would it be something you'd look towards man of the match markets as well? Sinfield and Peacock, obviously, having their, and Lulaway, if he gets on, having their final games. We've got all the way to Old Trafford, and Sinfield's performance last week was just unbelievable. Would it be something you'd look on the markets there, Mark Lightfoot?
Yeah, well, Mark will be able to tell us how the journalists think in those yeah, lines. But certainly, you couldn't rule Sinfield out. I mean, that 40-20 was the absolute game breaker in the match, a real turning point. Peacock's a nice price at 16-1, to be honest, because I think he'll play big minutes. He really wants to. He wants to leave everything out there. And at 16-1, if Leeds win the game, it'd be a really nice fitting end for him to win that Harry Sunderland trophy. If you fancy Wigan, the one that caught my eye was O'Loughlin at 16-1. I thought it was a really nice price, and I'll probably play that, I think, myself. And just going back to the other bet that Mark mentioned there, that I really like that drop goal at 9-4.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good bet, that. Because now you can even get them in the first half if the scores are level towards the end of the first half. It's not just a case of, they might bang one over in the last 5 minutes. It doesn't even have to be that late. And I think you'll always have it running for you if there's sort of six in the scores, or 12 in the scores, or even if the scores are level. So I've backed it before in the grand final and collected before now, when Burrow popped one over in about 2008, I think it was. So, I'll probably back that 9-4 as well, I think.
All right, being a man of the media there, Mark Wilson, with the Harry Sunderland trophy, are they going to want to give it to somebody like Sinfield or Hardacre because he's the man of steel, or Peacock because it's his last game? How would you be looking at it?
Yeah, I think there's always that, you know, that temptation, but I think we all thought that at Wembley, didn't we? And then Tom Briscoe came up and landed a huge price. I think you might find me and Richard Shaw right back to Tom Briscoe, 28-1, by the way, for that. But never mind, you know, don't like to brag. No, I mean, they've got to give it on what's in front of them. Now, we've all said we think it's going to be a tight game, which says to me it's going to be all about who plays where on the field, as in who's going to kick the team, which team's going to kick the best. That automatically brings in, Kevin Sinfield, it brings in Matty Smith as well, if you're looking at it from a Wigan perspective. I'm looking at it, Hardacre for me is always a player, especially more so in tight games, because his defence is so prominent. His ability as a defender is all much better than his ability as an attacker for me, but he's that good, you can't really pick between the two. But so I would always look at Sinfield and Hardacre from a Leeds point of view, because I think they're going to be prominent in everything that happens. From a Wigan perspective, Matty Smith, we've seen him get man of the match at Wembley before, when they kicked Hull to death, when it absolutely chucked it down. I think given the fact that it might not rain, I would be tempted to go against Smith from a Wigan perspective. And I might be tempted to take a bit of a chance on someone like Joe Burgess, who he scored a sensational try against, I think he might have got two against Leeds at the Magic Weekend. I think it might take that little bit of brilliance if Wigan are going to win it. Something out of the ordinary, and Burgess is a man that can do it. So once again, you know, Mark puts up Paul Loughlin, there's no doubt he's an absolute colossus in that Wigan team. Without him, I wouldn't even be entertaining him, to be honest, but he will play and he will give everything, just like Peacock will on the other side. So a little bit of an outsider, I'd look at someone like Burgess maybe as a match winner for the Wigan Warriors.
All right. We normally have the headline offers as well in these, and it's usually a player to score and a team to win. For this, for the grand final, we've got Anytime Wincasts priced up on site as well, so you've got pretty much all of the players there and their team to win. Who stands out to you, Mark Lightfoot, if you're going to go down that route?
If going down that route, I'd probably be looking at one of the bigger... We're not expecting many tries, we've established that, so mm-hmm. I'd be loath to take some of these sort of around 2-1, the shorter prices about the wingers and a team to win. Not only do we not expect many tries, we also don't really know who's going to win, so it's going to be tough. But I'd probably be tempted to go out and back one of the bigger price ones, probably. Someone like Liam Farrell and Wigan to win at 100-30, or John Bateman at the same price, someone like that. Just edge away from the wingers a little bit and possibly look at some of those that are slightly bigger, personally.
I love the Bateman. How he didn't get in the dream team, I don't know. I think he's had a wonderful season, John Bateman. He's from Bradford, so he don't like Leeds, so there's no doubt he'll play well at the weekend. So Bateman, 100-30, love that one. I'd have a look at Joel Tompkins as well, maybe at 4-1 as a potential anytime scorer in a Wigan win. I agree with because we're not expecting many tries, I think look away from the obvious. So it might pay just to look at one of the bigger prices. On the Leeds perspective, I think Maguire and Leeds to win at 100-30 is probably a little bit generous. You know, certainly won't be getting that if I were pricing it up. And what about, you know, Brett Delaney got the first try, although he's a bit of an injury doubt, so I'll leave him out of it. I'm going to put someone like Brad Singleton, who's had a fantastic season for me. He's 10-1 to score. He scored at Wembley. He scored plenty of tries this season. It's a big price, but it's not like football, is it? You know, he's got as much chance, really, as anyone else to score. So I'll do like the value. I think you get, if you go for the value throughout the season, I think you definitely cover your money.
All right. Any other ways in that we want to mention before we start to summarise this?
For me, well, the ones I've got written down are the drop goal at 9-4. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the man of the match there, so I'd probably, it depends who you fancy to win the game, but I'm leaning a little bit towards Wigan because I think that they are playing better at the moment. I think they're a bit fresher than Leeds are. I'm a little bit worried that Leeds were absolutely out on the feet at the end of that game last week, and if they don't start well in this one, I think Wigan might be able to hold them off, because I don't think the Leeds might find a lot.
Right.
Towards the back end, so the Wigan by 1-12 at 21-10 would probably be my other play on the match as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting point that you make there about Leeds maybe being out on the feet at the end. We've seen they've had two really hard games in recent weeks, and they've won them right at the very death. I just wonder if they'll maybe try and repeat something like that this week, this time, if they're going to win. So look at maybe the second half winner.
Yeah, well, actually, you've just reminded me that you're right. You know, they might, if they're still in the game at that point, then you couldn't rule them out, because they have won two right at the death last 2 weeks. But I just worry that they might not be. There's some other bets that might be. We've talked a little bit about the draw there at the start of the match. I'm not necessarily backing the draw full time, but if you look at those double results, if you think it'll be a tight first half, possibly, draw Wigan and draw Leeds are both 22-1.
Right.
And draw is 100. You know, that for it to be a draw at half time, we're only 8-1 for it to be a draw at half time, looking at the other markets. So those three markets there obviously you'd have to back who you thought would win out of the, those two 22-1 chances, but I think they look like big prices to me. I think it, you could see it being 6-6 or 8-8 at half time without any doubt, really. So
I like the first scoring play to be a penalty. Leeds 11-2, Wigan 7 is probably a bit shorter than normal. But given the magnitude of the game, you can see it. I think the only worry I have about Wigan is probably their goal kicking, but I think Bowen's done a half decent job in recent weeks. So 7-1 on Wigan, 11-2 on Leeds. Get in front on the board and put the pressure on, and that's something that Leeds have been very good at. You know, we've seen them do it a lot in the playoffs, take the 2 points and make the other team have to sweat it out. So I like both of those as well. I think great value.
Yeah, I wouldn't put anybody off that either. Just get the scoreboard ticking. Just mentally, just getting in front even by 2 points, it means an awful lot in these big games, doesn't it?
So. Yeah. I normally like to play those actually myself. I've put them up before now, but they just look probably just about short enough to me.
Mm. Right, so I'm guessing you're leaning towards Wigan there, Mark Lightfoot.
Unfortunately, yeah. I am, yeah.
He says through gritted teeth.
Yeah.
Mark Wilson, then which way do you end up leaning in the grand final?
I've written Leeds off all year, so the way I went in the semi-final, I've got to go for Leeds, haven't I? Because they're going to prove me wrong again, but even money for Leeds. Can they go to the well once again? But you get the feeling this might be the last time, you know, for this bunch. There's so many people moving on. I'm going to go for Leeds. I think they'll just nick it. I believe in fairy tales, and I think we'll get one on Saturday at Old Trafford.
Yeah, the Leeds fan in me, I must admit, is making me lean towards Leeds. But I just think if you were just looking at this from a sporting story or a scenario, those Leeds players are going to put everything into this game. They're going to leave absolutely everything on the pitch, and we've seen in recent weeks they just don't give up. And I was
Just jump in there. There's an incident last week. I think Peacock made a tackle on his own goal line.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the energy to get off the floor. He was on the floor for three tackles. He wasn't injured. He just couldn't physically get off the floor. And that's the kind of that's what commitment it's going to take to win this week.
I was just for that reason thinking winning margins in the 5-point winning margin leads to win by 1 to 5 points at 9-2. Maybe just nick it, but leave absolutely everything out there. It was something that I was looking at before we came in here.
I'll tell you what, you should have had a special. Either team to win by a point, Mark, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
I bet you'd have taken a few quid on that as well, because people don't know which way to go, do they?
No, they don't.
They genuinely don't know. Whoever you ask, no one knows.
They don't. I mean, normally I can sort of say I think this team will shorten before kick-off because I think that's where the money will be. I actually don't know this week. I don't know where the punters will go. Your angle of the winning margins, the close winning margins, is probably the best one, really, at the prices, I reckon.
Yeah, you could Dutch the two. Yeah. 1 to 5 margins, couldn't you, if you think it's going to be that tight. All right, let's have best bets then before we go. Best bet from yourself in the studio, Mark Lightfoot.
Okay, the ones that I'm going to put up are the drop goal at 9-4. I think there's plenty on the pitch who can do that, and I think there'll be the circumstances of the game will dictate that it'll be 1 point will be vital, so I think they might go for that. I think that if you fancy Wigan, I would back Sean O'Loughlin at 16-1. I think he's huge, and I think it'll be a bit of a forward battle. He's very influential, and I think he has to have a good game for Wigan to win. If you're coming on the lead side, then let's try Jamie Peacock at 16-1. He'll play big minutes, and I think the journalists will give him the credit that he deserves in his final performance.
I feel that you're probably on the same page as Mark Lightfoot there on the drop goal thing, Mark, because you put it up yourself. What other best bets have you got for the grand final?
Got to play that one. I think I wouldn't take the even money on either team. I'd take the 21-10. Whoever you're backing, it's going to be tight. No one's going to run away with it. These two teams, this will be like an all-out war on Saturday, and that's what we're going to get. It's going to be tight. So go by that. I like your shout that, you know, the 1-5. I couldn't have any problem with that either. I go a bit greedier. I'm going to go for Burgess as a Wigan man of the match, just purely because I think it might take one of his sensational tries to win it for Wigan. But from a Leeds point of view, I'm going to stick with Kevin Sinfield. I know he's the favourite, but I think it might be his kicking game that means that Leeds can win it. So I'm going to go with those two. I must say Bateman. I'm going to put Bateman anytime Wigan to win 100-30. And for Leeds, I'm going to take a big, big chance, and I'm going to go Singleton anytime Leeds win at 10s. And live the dream. But let's just hope we have a cracking game, and one that's been fitting, you know, the season so far.
Yeah, set to be a real cracker in Manchester on Saturday evening. Thanks very much, guys. Good luck, and enjoy the grand final.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy it.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.